Amen. Back, please, to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Last week, we dealt with the transformation of the disciples into men who were useful in the work of God. I trust that that is your desire, to be useful in the work of God. Our shorter catechism lines that out for us. Question number one, what is man's chief end? To glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And certainly we'll never know any of the joy or the enjoyment of our salvation if we do not focus very much on being useful to Him. Now, the alternative to being useful to God is really unthinkable. And it brings me to think on that sermon title by Jonathan Edwards, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. What use are humans, the creatures of a sovereign God, if they are of no use to their Creator? If the purpose for which they were created is gone, and they have strayed off in another direction, and are of no usefulness to God, what is their future? Jonathan Edwards preached that sermon and described men hanging over the fires of hell, ready to drop into that dreadful place of eternal fury. When you think about it, as Christians, as believers in the Lord Jesus today, there is no other purpose for us. For those who don't want that, I don't want to have my life made useful to God, they end up making an idol of self. And they become self-seekers, self-idols. There was a report in Vancouver Sun, I think it was Thursday or Friday, and it was an analysis of teenagers who are obsessed with self-image. And of course, this is a big problem that many teenagers face in those years of sensitivity of what do people think about me, and they get conscious of their own image and their own perspective in the eyes of others. And we're living in an age when many people really make an idol of their own image. Also this week, there were those who lined up in their droves for that very fearful contest for to be a Canadian idol. And just think about it, the term that the world uses, to be an idol, something that is deified, something that's to be honored beyond natural use, proper use. And of course, it is the spirit of the world. Now, these disciples who saw the Lord and were glad and who had their hearts opened, they were made useful to God. I want to bring you to our text today. Verse 45. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. Our usefulness to God will really be in our understanding of the Scriptures. We can trace all the carnality of man, all the worldliness of man, to one thing, the darkness of the mind, the inability to see spiritually, and eyes only for that which is material, carnal, pleasure, self-seeking, and focusing on self. And I think we would have to conclude that anyone that is edging to be a Canadian idol has a darkened mind, has totally lost out in what God has created us for and what His purpose for His people is. And if you were to tell me that someone lining up in that contest was a Christian, professing faith in the Lord Jesus, but what a sad tragedy. Is described in the Bible over and over. I'd like just to share a couple of verses. Romans 3, firstly, and verse 10. Romans 3:10. And it describes, or here the Apostle Paul describes, the